very quick to other things, live update right here on Hi-Fi 103.3 FM. Apparently in most states they have concluded all voting yes, in all states. So now that we are done with presidential and national assembly election for this particular era that we are in, election 2023, what should we look forward to now?
Well, it's easy. Well, have we concluded? No, but maybe part of it, the voting may have been concluded.
Yes,
but the coalition and everything,
the coalition is still ongoing.
Still ongoing, and eventually the announcement by the chief returning officer. Especially that of the presidential election, and that is the ANEC chairman himself. So we still have that, those ones pending, but at least for now, if you look at it from reports that we got from the street and everything, we can say it's a mixed bag.
Okay.
Fortunately, in most places, it was peaceful. In most places, not every places, of course. It was peaceful. Then again, the number of people that came out, it appears people actually felt what happens to them since the past 8 years, and seems to want to change the narratives with what happens, especially the cash crunch, the first scarcity and everything. People, I would have thought that the apathy would be very high, but notwithstanding, people came out en masse in most places to vote, meaning that they want to put their destiny into their own hand and actually decide who becomes their leader and not ruler. Fortunately, things are changing, like we said. It appears the youths are actually interested in seeing that the changes occur, or a change, a very good change this time around, occur in this nation. And to that extent, maybe, like I said, in the next 4 years, we are going to have some a whole different type of election that's going to deal with issues, and whoever is not ready to do the needful, whoever is not ready for the citizens, see, the largest and the most powerful office in Nigeria that is never contested for is the office of the citizens. And that is our office. So the power they get is sovereign, is for us, and we just delegate it to them.
Yeah.
So going forward, anyone that wanted us to delegate our power to him must be ready to do what the people want and not what exactly the politicians themselves want. And I think that is one thing this election is throwing up.
Okay.
Going forward, there's going to be a very clear difference from what we used to have and what will be happening going forward.
All right, so apparently from testimonies and from stories that we have read from different newspapers, it's obvious that some set of citizens have been disenfranchised due to some reasons, okay? So does that mean that we might likely have another election for selected places like this?
Of course, if especially regarding those ones that the logo are not there, because if they insist on going ahead with this and that party goes to court, I know
oh,
without
definitely.
Even open paper, the election, it will be voided.
Yeah, definitely.
So to avoid that, so they have to do something, except and unless, like I said, the number of people that affected are not much to affect anyhow the outcome of that election.
Okay.
But if it's going to have a way of affecting it, then it has to be done, and that means that the declaration of the winner may not happen.
Okay.
Even until after the those ones. But if it's not going to affect it, there's going to be declaration, and at the end of the day, like, you know, ANEC said no incidents from nothing and all that. I think it's working. Really, we are using this for the first time, and I think ANEC, to some extent, should get a thumbs up. But at least in some other places now, at least for teething problems, where we are going to have, we saw something that happened. And I think the March 11 election will be better, you know, managed than this.
Okay. All right. So, are we looking at an inconclusive?
No, there's not going to be any inconclusive.
Okay.
I don't think so. Yeah. Let me just say there's not going to be. So, reason being that, why I say I don't think so, is that putting into consideration that some photographs or some parties are not in some ballots, then to that extent, probably it might. But if it is inconsequential, that's the word used by that language. If it's inconsequential, then it may be inconclusive.
Yeah, for me, I think I foresee a kind of inconclusive election.
All right.
Yeah. Because one, the way Peter Obi is moving, Peter Obi might have the simple majority, but might not have the spread. The required 25%.
That is
not
incomplete.
Yes,
that is a rerun.
Yes,
it's
going to be a rerun.
Yes, it's likely so. There may be a rerun.
Well, on a technical note, it means that we are not concluding election today.
Oh, yes.
So that's the technical. Yes, that's the technical.
The technical word is rerun.
Yeah,
rerun. Not inconclusive. So the technical word is rerun. So and the constitution. Yeah. I mean, the Electoral Act provides for it.
Yeah.
It means it's not going to involve all the 18. Candidates anymore.
Yes, it will involve the most,
only to the major two.
Yeah.
So that's a rerun.
And not only that, regarding the Peter Obi, if Peter Obi is seriously affected and it goes to court, definitely you are going to have a rerun. Because in Lagos State, it was reported that his logo wasn't there on the ballot paper. Likewise, in a particular senatorial district in Ondo State.
Mm-hmm.
So, based on that, I think I want to foresee a kind of inconclusive election on that strength.
All right. Inconclusive, you are insisting on
the
wrong.
No, it's a possibility.
Okay.
I said if it's going to affect this election more than a way that it's going to affect any of the parties.
If it is not significant.
Yes,
so
if it's not significant, no.
Okay.
But if it's significant,
yeah, of course, definitely
the
there will
affecting,
be.
Affecting, so to that extent,
okay.
There may be.
So it's a possibility.
There may be a
yeah.
need to do that at those senatorial districts or whatever, wherever it happened.
All right. So, so far, compared to other elections we've had in the past, how will you pass this particular election we had in terms of security?
Security? Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I do say that the nation behaves the way it behaves because it was programmed to behave that way. Yes, security-wise, I think the whole thing was programmed to behave that way.
Okay.
Yes, because we had an ample opportunity to address most of these security situations ahead of today's election.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, you know, the British Prime Minister sent a message to our president. He said, look, before the next election, I think he said that the nation should revisit their national ideology. I mean, meaning that you should look at the most pressing national questions and try to find solutions to them.
Mm.
So, because that is given the issue of Boko Haram, the Lano Modua, these and other, because you know most of those people, they are stakeholders within our country. It is, we are now living in a global village. They are interested. They have a stake in this country. America do, a whole lot of China do, and all that. So anything that will affect this nation, they wouldn't want it. And given the people in Africa, when you are talking of Africa today, you are talking of Nigeria. Even Nelson Mandela said that if Africa fails, if Nigeria failed. So Africa will be failing if Nigeria fails them. And if Nigeria is succeeding, then Africa is succeeding. You can see the vantage position Nigeria occupies. We are the pivot around which the entire black race revolves.
Mm-hmm.
So, given that, we need to at least address our internal rancor, make sure that we have national meeting and national reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't do that, and you say it doesn't matter, and then you go to election, that is what you have. That's why I said that things are behaving the way it's behaving now, because it was programmed to behave that way.
All right. We know that President Muhammadu Buhari wanted a free, fair, and credible election. INEC also tried their best working towards that. But it does not change the fact that we still experience violence, all right, or by some thugs, okay, in some certain, even though it's limited, but then we still had violence.
No, what our president said was just a word of mouth. I can tell you that, yes, because when you are talking about peace, peace get parents, though. The father is justice. The mother is justice. And even if you don't administer justice, not justice for the people, justice not there. Even the rule of law, you cannot obey. And then you want to say there will be peace somewhere. No, it's just, peace doesn't come by words of mouth. Peace is active. It's not silhouette. It's like air. When it blows, you feel it. When it doesn't, you feel it. So the opposite of peace is conflict. So if you don't bring about a kind of equitable society, definitely there will be conflicts here and there. There'll be insecurity, a whole lot of things follows.
Okay, but words of mouth or not,
yes,
still had little violence.
It's not even little. Though little, let's say little.
Compared to other elections we've been having.
While Honorable is painting it from the larger perspective, let me just, limit it to this election. It is true that peace in itself is not, that is going by its own way. It's not the absence of conflict. Peace is how you resolve those conflicts that makes it life easy, even for people. That is what peace is. Now, in this election, though I was disappointed that we can still have ballot snatching or attempted ballot snatching. We can still see some people killed because they want to snatch boxes. We can still hear from news that they snatch even beavers, even from the officials. I think it's not something that is expected even here. In fact, I am so sure where those beavers had been snatched, election had been cancelled.
Automatically.
That's the provision of the Electoral Act.
Even the back end engineer would have,
lot of things. So I think it's not something. I think the Electoral Act is yet to.
Hello.
Hello.
So actually, just the one. Let me know what you do.
Okay.
Orúkọ mi ni Ogunleke Oluwatoyin, Ward 6, mo jẹ́ aṣojú APC, Ward 6, àdúgbò Peter Wayi, Abaodò, Ìbẹ̀nàpẹ̀, Jimmy 39. Ìbò náà lọ ní ìrọwọ́ rẹsẹ̀, kò sí wàhálà, kò sí gbọ́mi sí omi ètò rárá.
Let me hand over to Asare Akinremi. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Asare,
are
you with
you? Yes, sir. Just like the party agent has rightly said, Ward 6, Unit 39, Abidjan, and we've listened to the different party agents who have spoken about the turnout of the exercise, which went on smoothly. When we got to our meeting, as they started, they counted the vote. So each and every one of the party agents are happy with how it's turned out. So no issues among them. So everything is peaceful here at Unit 6, World 6 Unit 39, Abuja.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Another news reaching us, all right, from Idioro Ologunweru. All right, is that they started the election so late. In fact, the person who sent us this said around 2:24 p.m. and a lot of persons are still there trying to cast their votes. Okay, so that's the update from that other side, Idioro Ologunweru. All right, now let me ask this question very quickly. Now that people have exercised their franchise and somehow collations are going on almost every center right now.
No, before you go, let me ask something that has to do with security.
Okay.
So bring left point.
All right.
When are we going to get there? Taba ti fe dibo se ka mare ti pe won gboro ja ko ti gbe bi tabuja won gboro daru bi tedo abi bi to sere ni odo afi legusi abi ti to gbagba gbagbalada se agboro mare ti eni abi ani debe ara
a debe
ke lo
se ri opo to gbe iselu abi isejoba iwarawaro opo ninu re to je pe ta ba moju to gidigidi a le get politics right in this country. Oni egbe oselu fore. Democracy begins with strong, active and competent political parties. Tori awon ni won formulate ideology, they are the outsourcing agents. Awon na outsource awon eyan fun wa pe ejan pe tin ba yan fun wa oni awon ko si independent candidates. So party in Latin machinery